Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. October is set aside in Pennsylvania as a month to recognize a special set of issues that surround domestic problems in Pennsylvania. What's going on with this and why is it important?
Well, you know what? October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and ceremonies are being held all around the state to honor more than 100 residents who died in domestic violence-related homicides in the past year. You know, it's a problem that we need to focus on at least once a year here in the month of October and help create awareness about the senseless violence that happens right here at home. Domestic violence is a pattern of abusive behavior, and people should know to reach out for assistance and help when they're in the situation, or if you are the abuser and you know it's wrong, you should reach out for help as well.
Also, as more and more of our business is done online, October is also a month where we emphasize that people need to take care when they're doing online business. What are some of the details?
Well, October has also been declared National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And you know, it's an important time for government agencies, businesses, consumers to really take a look at when they use their computer, how they use it, either personally or professionally. There can be a lot of personal information or business information that's critical to their operations, things like bank account numbers. They need to know that they're dealing with a secure network, and there's some things they can do to reduce the risk of theft, fraud, or abuse of their information. One being set strong passwords, follow the instructions that people usually give you to have strong passwords, don't share them with anyone, keep your operating system, your browser, and other critical software optimized by installing the updates because they're always under attack. Try to maintain open dialogue with your family, friends. Let them know also that they should be trying to protect themselves online just like they do in their regular daily lives.
Also, the budget is still an outstanding issue in Harrisburg, and I understand that there are some conversations being held in terms of trying to reach a solution. What are some of the general details?
Most people know that the budget has still not been enacted. Back on June 30th, the deadline, the House Republicans, and I was part of that group, passed a budget, and the governor vetoed it. We've done a few things since then, and the governor hasn't been able to really present a budget that a majority of the House and a majority of the Senate would go along with. When they say to me, get that budget done, I say, how high do you want your personal income tax raised? How high do you want sales tax on the things you're purchasing? And that usually lets them know why I haven't agreed to what the governor's looking for. What are some of the results? College students and their families are contacting me and saying, hey, I'm being told at my college to contact your state representative because we don't have our loan money coming through. I want to let them know they should also be contacting their governor. That way we can work together to try to resolve this issue. It's not just one-sided. It's not just the state representatives, not just the state senators, and not just the governor. All three have to come together. I'm very hopeful. It would be a great accomplishment if we could bring together a budget in the next 3 or 4 weeks that we can agree on, at least in the legislature. We're talking to the Democrats who are in the minority. We're asking them, hey, what are you looking for? And maybe then we can go to the governor and say, a majority of Democrats and a majority of Republicans support this particular budget agreement. So that's what we're looking to do. I'm hopeful that we could do this in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and that's what the people should be looking for.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.